Good evening, everyone. Welcome to sheerenjoyment.com. Special thank you to Jake Bonnet for his creation. It's possible bringing us together to learn Hashem's holy Torah every night of the week. Special shout out to all of the very choshev rabbanim for involved in Marbitz Torah. Extra special thank you to Mitch Green for his diligence in everything technical. Enormous amount of work goes on behind the scenes, and we are indebted to him for his tireless efforts. We dedicate tonight's share, as we always do, the Zeichel Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah, and we thank the sponsor for their kindness, generosity, and their sponsorship. This week is Parshas Tazria. Parshas Tazria is a usually Parshas Tazria and Tzera are connected. It's one parsha, but this year they're separate because it's a leap year. However, what I would like to discuss is something more timely, and that is tonight is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a very special evening. Achodesh Hazel Lachem, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's the first day of the new year. Plus, it explicitly says, Achodesh Hazel Lachem, Rosh Chodesh. There is a dispute in the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah as to when the world was created. One opinion tells us, Rabbi Eliezer says, the world was created in Chodesh Tishrei. Rabbi Yehoshua tells us that the world was created in Chodesh Nisan. Practical halacha, we pass and we accept the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua that the world was created in Chodesh Nisan. What is the proof that this is the accepted halacha? Because once in 28 years, when we observe Berachas Hachama, when we go out and we make a bracha of Oseh Maaseh Bereishis on the sun being in the position in the sky in the same location where it was at the time of creation, we observe the bracha, the mitzvah of the Indian of making the bracha of Oseh Maaseh Bereishis once in every 28 years in Chodesh Nisan. Because we accept the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua that the world indeed was created in Chodesh Nisan. So it's not just a disagreement, theoretical disagreement as to when the world was created, it has a halachic consequence. And that is for Berachas Hachama. There could be other examples. And therefore, we have to appreciate that tonight, today, is the anniversary of the creation of the world. And it's a special time. It's an auspicious time to be mispalel and to succeed and to engage in our spiritual pursuits, to seek success and blessing from Hashem. Now, what I would like to do tonight is discuss something about Rosh Chodesh, but also like to connect this to the big event of today that's already passed, at least for us in America, of the solar eclipse. Now, let's first go back to the story of creation, Maaseh Bereishis, Yom HaRevi. I want to share with you an idea that I read in a book by one of my Rebbeim, Rav Aaron Raps. At this moment, I don't have the book in front of me, the sefer in front of me. He wrote a sefer on Chanukah, and I believe there in the introduction, he says something which is truly very stimulating, very fascinating. Let me share with you what I mean. In creation, it says, the fourth day of creation, Pasuk tells us, that Hashem created the Shnei HaMa'oros HaGedolim. Hashem made the two luminaries. Vayoyim Elokim Yihi Me'oros, may there be luminaries, Berkiah HaShamayim in the heavens. Lehavdil, to separate Bein Hayoyim Uvein HaLayla. Vehoyude shall be Lo'osos Ulamoadim Uliyamim Vishonim. Okay, I'm going here to the next Pasuk. Vayas Elokim Eshnei HaMe'oros HaGedolim. Hashem created two major Gidoilim, too large, too major luminaries. Es ha'or ha'gadol, the great light. L'memsheles hayom, to dominate, to be the authority over the day. V'es ha'mo'or ha'kotoin l'memsheles halayim. And the Ma'or HaKoton, the minor luminary, to have dominion over the evening. And the Eis HaKoichon. So Rashi tells us this, Rashi points out the contradiction. First, it tells us that Hashem created two Me'orot HaGedolim, two major luminaries. And then the very same pasuk contradicts itself by telling us that there was something called the Ma'or HaGadol, and then there's something called the Ma'or HaKoton. One is a Gadol, one is Koton. So what is it? Is it, are they both? Are they both? Are there two luminaries that are Gidolim? How then can it say that there's a one that is called Gadol, one is Koton? So Rashi tells us the answer, that the moon indeed complained. The moon complained to Hashem and says, how could it be that we are equal? Hashem originally created both the sun and the moon as equals. Equals. Both of them were Gidolim. The moon complained and said, Hashem, can't be. Ein shnei melachim mishamshim b'keser echad. Two kings cannot share one crown. It doesn't work. It cannot be there are two leaders, two equals. At the end of the day, there has to be only one entity that is in charge. Hashem said to the moon, you are correct. And because you're the one who made the issue, I have no choice but to diminish you, the one who issued the complaint. Diminish yourself. And now we have the Ma'or HaGadol and the Ma'or HaKoton, the large and the small. The sun is the large, the moon is the small. And the moon was very upset, it was very hurt, it was very distraught. How could you do this to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The fact that I asked a good question, is it fair that I should have to suffer? I have to be diminished. So Rashi here tells us something that is truly, truly fascinating. So right here, Rashi in Chumash, we don't have to go to search for any Medrash. It's a Medrash. Rashi quotes the Medrash. And that's what it means here. The stars. Hashem said, you know what? I'm going to create the stars in order to pacify you, in order to give you company as a pacification for what I have done to you by diminishing your light. Rashi says, "V'esa kochavim al yedei," because shemi'etes ha'levana, Hashem diminished the levana. Hirba tzevo'eha, Hashem increased its hosts, l'chafistata, to appease the moon. The moon was distraught in order to take away its pain. Hashem gave it a gift by creating the stars. Now the truth is, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin goes further, and the stars were not appeased. The stars were really not satisfied, and I'm sorry, the moon was not satisfied. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I want you to bring, the Jewish people will bring for me a korban every Rosh Chodesh. And that's an extremely mystical, difficult piece of Talmud, which we really have no understanding of what that means. Hashem is perfect. Hatzur tamim pa'olo. Even on the page of the Gemara itself, it says, don't attempt to understand this. This is beyond our comprehension. That's not our point now. So here's the idea that I heard my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Raps, Shlita. He wrote this in introduction to a book that he wrote on Chanukah, and he says as follows. What does it mean exactly that originally the sun and the moon were equal? What does that mean? Does that mean that the moon gave out its own light? The moon was another sun? and it produced light, and there was light 24 hours a day. Is that really what it means? How do we understand this? We all know that the sun gives out light and the moon is, reflects light. The moon, the light of the moon that we benefit from at night, certainly when there's a full moon in the middle of the month, is nothing more than a reflection of the light of the sun. So what does it mean that originally there were two Me'oros HaGedolim? How could there be two Me'oros HaGedolim in our world that we are living? We really don't understand what this means. It's impossible to understand what this means. But Rashi explains some of its own, explains from other sources. It says something very, very fascinating. The moon never had its own light. What it means is that the moon originally was very, very large, and the moon absorbed all of the light of the sun. In other words, today, in the world that we live in, when the sun shines, okay, it's the middle of night, the sun is giving off its rays of light 24 hours a day. Because the earth rotates on its axis for a significant period of time during the day, our back is to the sun. The sun is giving off its rays on the opposite side of the globe from where we are facing. So we don't see the rays of the sun. But the moon, who's forward from us, it is benefiting from the rays of the sun. The sun is shining, and the rays of the sun pass the globe, and the moon reflects those rays. But being that the moon is such a small object relative to the sun, the moon is 400 times smaller than the moon, than the sun. The difference between the two is 400 times the size. Because it's so small, the vast majority of the rays of the sun basically are wasted. The energy that the sun gives off, where does it go? Nowhere. It just goes on into outer space and is not reflected. The moon only reflects a small fraction of the rays of the sun. The sun has so much to offer. It has so much to offer. The sun is giving off rays, and the moon is there. It's trying to catch some of those rays, and it picks up a teeny fraction and it reflects it back to us. But the vast majority of the rays of the sun just keep on going. The moon cannot catch everything that the sun has to offer. Originally, at the time of creation, the moon never had its own source of light. But the moon was the Me'or HaGadol. The moon was so large, it was able to capture every ray that the sun gave him. There was no waste. It's like a teacher. He has so much to give the students. But many times the students are unable to absorb every lesson that the rabbi and the teacher has to give. The sun has so much to give. Originally, at the time of creation, the moon was Gadol. It did what it did today. It absorbed. It reflected the light of the sun, and it caught everything. When the moon, so they were both great. They were both great in respect, and each one did its job, its thing. The sun gave off, and the moon absorbed, collected. The sun was the noisei, and the moon was the quintessential mekabel. It received every single ray. After the moon complained, Hashem diminished the moon. And now the moon only receives a small amount of the light of the sun. And Hashem said to the moon, let me be Mephias you, let me pacify you, let me appease you. There's going to be a people in this world called the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, Klal Yisrael, and it's going to be their mission to absorb the light of Hashem. And they, the time will come when they will succeed and they will absorb everything that Hashem has for them, Hashem wants them to have. And they will calculate their calendar. This Jewish people are the Kabel, they are the receivers of Hashem's light. And they are going to receive everything Hashem has to offer, ultimately. The sun, the moon was not appeased. Hashem gave it the stars. The stars also represent the Jewish people. We know that Avraham Avinu, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, "Vayotze Achutza," Hashem said to Avraham, "Count the stars." They, Kol Yezarecha, all different references in the Midrashim and the Gemara about Hashem being Mephias, the moon, the moon to Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael ultimately will do the mission of the moon and absorb the rays of Hashem. Ultimately, the moon will be restored. And why is this relevant? Many people have noted the coincidence. Now, we're not going to go into the solar eclipse. Certainly, anyone that is interested in this topic knows everything there is to know by now. It's already past the time. And there's one thing, though, that is very, very unique. Extremely unique. Once in, who knows, this happens at all, centuries, is that the solar eclipse is back to back with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The sun disappears Erev Rosh Chodesh. And in fact, tonight is Rosh Chodesh, but the Rosh Chodesh comes at the time of when the Moilad, when you could first see the new moon, and they announced and showed the Moilad took place in Eretz Yisrael. The earliest time when the new moon appeared in Eretz Yisrael was approximately 2 hours after the sun disappeared in America. And it's not just that the new moon appeared, Rosh Chodesh. It's a Rosh Chodesh that is the Rosh HaChadashim. It's the beginning of the new year. HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. I mean, what are the chances that the sun should disappear, the end of the sun, should coincide on the same day, Eretz this morning, this afternoon, was the Moilad, with the emergence of the moon. The emergence of not just the moon of 1 month, the moon, the emergence of the moon, which kicks off a new year. HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. Think about the juxtaposition. It's just unbelievable. The sun disappears and the moon appears, a new beginning of the moon, which is Klal Yisrael. And we're not going to go into the Mamar Chazal because we don't need the Mamar Chazal. We need the Misach the Sukkah on Daf Chav Tes on the Aleph. There are three statements in the Gemara that deal with an eclipse. It mentions an eclipse that's not good for the Umay Sa'olo. It's not good for the Ovdei Kechavim. And then there's a Maimer in the middle which says that it's not good for anyone. And what does that mean? That is not for now. That's subject to enormous debate and discussion. That's not what we're looking for over here, to get involved in that discussion of what this means. We really don't know what this means, and it's not something we should really focus on all that much. I mean, it all depends on what your rabbi says about this, but it seems that it's not something with full grasp of understanding. And as long as we are serious students of Hashem and the Torah, we'll be okay. But It would appear, I'll make the following observation. When there's a solar eclipse, what is really happening? The sun is absorbing, I'm sorry, the moon is absorbing all of the light of the sun. At the time of a solar eclipse, the moon passes in between the earth and the sun in such a way, in such an angle, and in such a position, if you're in the right place in the right time, of totality, the moon absorbs all of the rays of the sun. We're now in a matzav of the Shnei HaMe'oros HaGedolim. A solar eclipse is a return to Ma'aseh Bereishis. Vayaseh Elokim Shnei HaMe'oros HaGedolim. Es HaMe'or HaGadol Memsheles Hayoyim. Yes, Hamor HaKotayim LeMemshele. The Moris HaGedolim. And what does it mean, the Moris HaGedolim? The sun gives off light. The moon absorbs light. Each one does what they're supposed to do. 100%. The sun gives off light, and the moon absorbs all of light. Now, obviously, we don't really know how that works exactly, what it means exactly, but the concept is present. If it could be such a thing where the moon passes in such a location, in such an angle, such a time, when it gets dark and there's totality and the moon is blocking the sun, that means the moon is absorbing every ray of the sun, at least conceptually. You know what that means? It is an example of the Shnei HaMe'oros HaGedolim. And then what happens? What happens? 2 hours later, the Moilad, there is the birth of the moon in its small size, which we have to calculate, in which we have to add a leap year, especially this year when there's a leap year, it has even more significance, 13 months. All of a sudden, we have the Mor HaGadol, the Memsheles HaYoyim, and the Mor HaKoton, the Memsheles HaLoila. What has happened today is a reenactment of this pasuk. In the beginning of Bereshis, in the morning we started out at the moment of the eclipse, totality. They are the Shnei HaMa'oros HaGedolim. The sun does its thing, and the moon does its thing to such a degree where it blocks the sun. It's in a state of Godol. It completely absorbs the rays of the sun. And then what happens? Hashem says, no. The moon, there's a complaint. Ain shnei malachim mishamshim mikesser echad. And then all of a sudden, the moon is diminished. And the moon is reborn, fresh, concluding a leap year, starting a whole new beginning, a whole new cycle, where now we have the Ma'or HaGadol, the Memsheles HaYoyim, and the Ma'or HaKoton, the Memsheles HaLoila. And then the moon says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, "This is not fair. How could you have done this to me?" And then Hashem says, "Let me be mefayes you. Klal Yisrael, they will follow your cycle. V'eis hakoychovim." The Jewish people are compared to the stars, as we said when Hashem at the Bris Ben HaBesorim, Hashem said to Aruvinu, "Vayoytzi oisra," and he told him, "Look up at the stars. Koyiyeh zaracha. This Rosh Chodesh is a very special time. This Rosh Chodesh, we are reliving like never before in the history of our life, for sure not, maybe not even in centuries, if ever. 5,784 years, did this ever happen in America where we live? Such a thing. On Erev, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, in a year following a leap year, a reenactment of this pasuk, of the two entities which are competing with one another. The sun does its thing and the moon is able to counteract whatever the sun does, a dogma of Shnei HaMaris HaGedolim. And then there's a conversation going on that we don't hear about, where the moon is complaining, Ein Shneim, Malacha Meshamshem Mekesser Echad. And then 2 hours later, the Moilad. The Moilad. It's a moon. The Maor HaKoton. And the Maor HaKoton says, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not fair. And Hashem says, I'm creating the Koichavim, Klal Yisrael. Hashem is elevating us. Hashem is renewing the Jewish people. It's a very special, auspicious moment. Tonight, you go outside and you look up at the stars. That's us. The stars have never been so proud, have never shined brighter than tonight in the history of the world. Because at the time of creation, we still didn't exist. But here we are today, 5,784 years, l'fi minyan sha'anu moinin kan l'briyas ha'olam. One day, reenactment of the Ma'oris HaGedolim, and then the Ma'or HaGadol and the Ma'or HaKotah. And now, when it's night, Bayoitzi Oyase HaChusa, count the stars and Tuchal Lisvar Oyasam. That's us. Good days are coming. Barucha is coming. Success is around the corner. We have to be mechazik ourselves, be mispalel. And indeed, it should be for us and for Klal Yisrael an auspicious time of blessing, of protection, of success, of yirah shamayim, ahavas ches, ahavas Torah, opportunities to grow and develop, achieve, bein odom lamokom, bein odom l'chavero, and witness and absorb Hashem's blessing, sosem v'simcha, ultimately to witness soon the coming of Mashiach, the binyan beis hamikdash, the hashuas Amen. So, thank you for coming and listening. Wonderful night and a wonderful week ahead. Good night.